We will meet at the river.
是的，那一天我们就要在河边相遇。
There will be a meeting in the air.
在空中有一个聚集。
That's why today we live and walk for that day.
因此今天为着那日，今天我们工作行事。
Before I start, I just want to greet every one of you a happy Thanksgiving.
在我开始之前，我愿意跟大家说感恩节快乐。
I believe a lot of us, all of us, have been enjoying the fellowship one with another.
我想我们每一个人每一都享受了与弟兄姐妹们的交通。
And most important, our fellowship with the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
更重要的是与我们的主耶稣基督有交通。
So let's turn our Bible to Judges chapter 8.
让我们翻到士师记第八章。
Judges chapter 8.
士师记第八章。
Verse 33 and 34.
33节34节
We'll read a lot of verses today, so have patience with me.
今天我们要读许多的经节，所以请大家有耐心。
So chapter 8, verse 33 and 34.
士师记第八章第33节第34节。
I'll read it first in English. Our sister will lead you all in Chinese.
我先用英文来读，我的姐妹再会用中文读。
And it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again.And went a whoring after Balaam, and made Baal Berith their God. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who delivered them out of the hands all their enemies on every side.
基甸死后，以色列人又去随从朱巴利行邪淫，以巴利比利土为他们的神。以色列人不纪念耶和华他们的神，就是拯救他们脱离四围仇敌之手的。
Chapter 11, verse 1-3.
第十一章第一节到第三节。
Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was son of a harlot, and Gilead begot Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Verse 3.Then Japheth fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Japheth and went out with him.
十一章第一节，基列人耶弗他是个大能的勇士，是妓女的儿子。耶弗他是基列所生的，基列的妻也生了几个儿子。他妻所生的儿子长大了，就赶逐耶弗他说，你不可在我父家承受产业，因为你是妓女的儿子。第三节，耶弗他就逃避他的弟兄，去住在陀伯地，有些匪徒到他那里聚集，与他一同出入。
Verse 9 through 11.
第九节到第十一节。
And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head?And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, The Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. Verse 11, Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them, and Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah.
耶弗他对基列的长老说，你们叫我回去与亚门人征战，耶和华把他交给我，我可以做你们的领袖吗？基列的长老回答耶弗他说，有耶和华在你我中间做见证，我们必定照你的话行。第十一节，于是耶弗他同基列的长老回去，百姓就立耶弗他做领袖，做元帅。耶弗他在米斯巴将自己一切的话陈明在耶和华面前。
Pay attention to the last part of verse 11. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah.
注意第十一节的最后一段，耶弗他在米斯巴将自己一切的话陈明在耶和华面前。
Verse 30 and 30, 11 and 30 and 31.
第三十节和三十一节。
And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then shall it be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering.
三十节，耶弗他就向耶和华许愿说，你若将亚门人交在我手中，我从亚门人那里平平安安回来的时候，无论什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，就必归你，我也必将他献上为燔祭。
Pay attention to verse 31. It says here, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering.
第31节注意这一句话，就必归给你，归给耶和华，也必将它献上为燔祭。
It can be translated also, shall surely be the Lord's, or I will offer it up as a burnt offering.
它也可以这样翻译，就说一定就必定归给耶和华，或者是我将它献上为燔祭。
This is a very important translation.
这是非常重要的一个翻译。
It will take up a lot of misconception or misinterpretation concerning what happened to the daughter of Jephthah after he came out from the war.
因为这个带来当耶弗他回从征战回来以后，在他女儿的身上所发生的事情就会带来有许多的混淆。
Okay, verse 34 through 36.
34节、35节。
And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house. Behold, his daughter came to meet him with tremble and with dances, and she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. Verse 36, And she said unto him, My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even of the children of Ammon.
34节，耶弗他回米斯巴，到了自己的家，不料他女儿拿着鼓跳舞出来迎接他，是他独生的，此外无儿无女。耶弗他看见他就撕裂衣服说，哀哉我的女儿啊，你使我甚是愁苦，叫我作难了，因为我已经向耶和华开口许愿，不能挽回。36节，他女儿回答说，父啊，你既向耶和华开口，就当照你口中所行的向我行，因耶和华已经在仇敌亚门人身上为你报仇。
Verse 39 and 40, And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed. And she knew no man, and it was a custom in Israel. Verse 40, That the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year.
39节，两月已满，他回到父亲那里，父亲就照所许的愿向他行了，女儿终身没有亲近男子。第四十节，此后以色列中有个规矩，每年以色列的女子去为基列人耶弗他的女儿哀哭四天。
Okay, another chapter 13, verse 3 and 4.
第十三章第三节第四节。
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the womanAnd said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren, and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing.
第三节，耶和华的使者向那妇人显现，对他说，向来你不怀孕，不生育，如今你必怀孕生一个儿子，所以你当谨慎，清酒、浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃。
Verse 5, For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child which shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
第五节，你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细耳人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, this morning as we humble ourselves before your presence,
主啊，我们早上我们谦卑自己在你的面前。
Lord, we confess that we need your word.
我们承认我们实在需要你的话语。
Your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path.
因为你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Lord, your word is a guidance to our daily living.
你的话语也成我们每天的指引。
So we pray that Lord you speak to us this morning.
所以因此主求你今天早上对我们说话。
Speak Lord for your servant listen.
主啊，求主说话，你的仆人静听。
In Jesus name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Last 3 months ago, I shared with you concerning two groups of people.
在三个月以前，我与你们交通道有两组的人。
The first group is Deborah and Barak.
第一组的人就是底波拉和巴拉。
The second group is Gideon and his 300 men.
第二组的人就是基甸和他300人。
In Barak and Deborah, we learn one important thing.
在底波拉和巴拉的身上，我们学习到一件重要的事。
That they are a group of people who hear God's word.
他们乃是一群人，是听见神的话语。
They believe God's word.
他们相信神的话语。
They obey God's word.
他们遵从神的话语。
And therefore they rest in God's word.
因此他们就在神的话语里安息。
Because of this, the victory is assured.
因为在对他们因为胜利是必定的。
If you turn to Judges chapter 5, the Deborah song of victory.
因为你若是翻到士师记第五章底波拉的得胜之歌的时候。
Even before the battle started.
就是在战争开始之前。
The Bible tells us heaven fight against Sisera.
底波拉就说诸天要来与西西拉来征战。
I tell you, victory is secured.
因为胜利已经在手。
Sisera may have 900 chariots of iron.
西西拉虽然有900辆铁车。
But when the rain fell and the river Kishon goes up.
但是当雨下来河水上涨的时候。
His 900 chariots are no match against God's.
他的900辆铁车就没有办法来抵挡神。
On the other hand, we see Gideon and his 300 men.
但是另外一边我们看到基甸和他的300个人。
There are four principles of victory.
在那边我们看见有四个得胜的重点。
The first is the principle of vision.
第一个就是意象。
A person without vision, they will perish.
没有意象人就失败。
We know Gideon and his, and all the children of Israel are in that kind of darkness.
我们知道基甸和所有的以色列的儿女们是在黑暗之中。
It seems that they lost already their identity.
他们似乎已经失去了他们的自己。
They are hiding in caves.
他们是躲在洞穴中。
When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he was threshing wheat in the winepress.
当耶和华的使者向基甸显现的时候，他是在打酒厂里面来打麦。
But thank God for his mercy.
但是感谢神的恩典。
When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon,
当耶和华的使者向基甸显现的时候，
once again that vision bring him back to the right perspective.
但那个异象就把他带回到他的对
的地位上。They are not in the land. They are not in the land to be the slaves in the land.
他们不是在那个地是成为奴仆。
They should be the possessor of the land.
他们乃是应该得着这个地。
They are not there to worship Baal. They are there to worship the Lord their God.
他们不是在那边要来敬拜巴利，他们乃是在那边要敬拜他们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we need the vision.
弟兄姐妹们，我们也需要有这个意象。
Number two, the principle of valor.
第二个就是在勇气的原则
上。When he saw the vision,
当你看见那个异象，
he had the boldness to take down the altar of Baal.
当基甸看见这个异象，他就有勇气把巴利的坛除去。
A lot of times we feel like being courageous is to defeat the enemy.
许多时候我们觉得说要有勇气，要是来敌对仇敌。
But the main problem is not really the enemy, the Midianites.
但是这个米甸人并不是他们最大的一个仇敌。
The biggest enemy is that altar of Baal.
那个最大的仇敌乃是那巴利的坛。
Now when Gideon see the vision, he take down the altar of Baal and set up the altar of the Lord.
当基甸看见这个异象以后，他就拆毁了巴利的坛，建立了耶和华的坛。
The third principle of being vigilant or watchful.
第三个原则就是要警惕。
Direction God has given to Gideon, he did it in detail.
耶和华照基甸照着耶和华所吩咐他的每一件事情都行。
Even in the choosing of that 300 men,
就是在选择那300人的事上，
Gideon is watchful.
他也是警醒的。
The fourth principle,
第四个原则，
the principle of being filled with the Spirit of God.
第四个原则就是被圣灵所充满。
You might have the vision.
你也许有意向。
You might have the courage.
你有勇气。
You might be vigilant.
你也很警醒。
But we need that source from within to strengthen us.
但是我们需要有那个力量来刚强我们。
When Gideon was filled with the Spirit of God,
当 基甸被圣灵所充满的时
候 then he had the boldness to blow the trumpet.
所以他就有这个勇气能够来吹号
before they are hiding in caves.
原来他们是躲藏在洞里
they are afraid to make known what is their identity.
他们不愿意让人家看见他们
but through the blowing of the trumpet, he declared, we are of the Lord's. The Lord is on our side.
但是借着吹角他们就说我们是属于耶和华的耶和华是站在我们这一边
he had the boldness.
他有这样的勇气
and he had brokenness.
他也被破碎
when that pitcher was broken, the light shined forth.
当他把那个瓶子打碎的时候灯就照亮出来
I believe the greatest hindrance is for the Lord to shine out from us is because we are not broken yet.
今天最大的拦阻是神的光没有办法照亮出来就是我们不愿意被破碎
we want the Lord to be with us.
我们愿意神与我们同在
we want to win the victory.
我们愿意在得胜的里面。
But yet we want to do it our way.
但是我们要却要照我们自己的方法来做。
If you want the victory,
你若是要有得胜
the pitcher needs to be broken.
这个瓶子必须要打破。
In order for the light to shine forth.
所以这个灯光才能够被照
亮出来。The alabaster box needs to be broken.
这个打的香膏瓶必须要被破碎
for the sweet savor to come out.
所以让那个馨香之气
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿意神来怜悯我们
Every time I talk about Gideon, I feel so excited.
每一次当我说到基甸的时候我就非常的兴奋
Seems I don't want to go on forward.
好像我就不愿意再继续往前
But after Gideon enjoyed the victory,
但是在基甸他享受了这个胜利以后
In chapter 8 verse 33 and 34 gives us again a kind of warning
在第八章第三十三节第三十四节就给了我们一个提醒
He said, It came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead the children of Israel turned again and went a whoring after Baal
基甸死后以色列人又去随从朱巴利行邪淫
Idol has become a big problem to the children of Israel.
这个偶像成为以色列人民的一个非常大的一个问题。
And it starts from the top.
因为而且是从上面开始的。
Even before Gideon passed away.
就是在基甸过去世以前。
He already made an idol.
他已经建了一个偶像。
He made a golden ephod.
他建了一个用金的以弗德。
Yes, he told it, even though he said something that is very pleasing to the ears of us and of the people.
虽然他所说的好像让我们听起来很好听。
He said, the people said, let you be our king.
那些人民跟他说哦你让你来做我们的王。
But Gideon said, I will not be your king, nor my sons will be your king.
那基甸就说我不愿意做你们的王我的儿子也不要做你们的王。
Let God rule over you.
让耶和华来做你们的王。
That is wonderful.
这是何等的美好
But the thing is, after he said that,
但是他说过那句话以后
He said, I ask a favor from you.
那他就要跟他们要求一个好处
So give me, it's every one of you a earring, a gold earring where you take from the Midianites.
他就说你们每一个人把你们从那个以实玛利人不是以实玛利人拿来的那个金的耳环都给我。
And he made those gold earrings as a golden ephod.
他就把那个金的耳环造成一个金的以弗德。
Yes, the altar of Baal is already taken away.
虽然这个巴利的坛已经被拆毁。
Yet idolatry continues on.
但是这个拜偶像的事继续下去。
And not only that, because of that golden ephod.
不仅如此，因着这个金色的以弗德
，The Bible tells us that it became a snare to him and to his household.
这个金的以弗德就成为了他和他的家的一个网络。
And the children of Israel go after the golden ephod.
这个以色列的民也去敬拜那个金色的以弗德。
They sin the sin of idolatry once again.
他们就进入到拜偶像的事。
Because of that golden ephod.
因着那个金色的以弗德
it caused the division among the children of Israel.
也造成了他们以色列人中间的一个分裂。
The ephod should be wear by the priest.
以弗德乃是祭司所穿的衣服。
You know, that ephod is a very important garment among the priest.
你知道这以弗德是祭司们所穿的衣服里面很重要的一件。
Because on top of that ephod is the breastplate of the high priest.
因为在这个以弗德的外面就是大祭司有一个牌子胸牌。
Where the Urim and Thummim.
这是乌林跟都在里面。
Through this breastplate.
在这个胸牌上
The children of Israel learned the oracles of God.
在这胸牌上以色列民就来学得知神的话语。
You know, God speaks in three ways to the children of Israel.
神是用三个方法来向以色列人说话。
The Lord speaks to them through his commandments.
以色列人神借着他的法律来对他们说话。
The Lord expresses his will through his commandments.
神借着他的诫命来说话。
The Lord also speak His will through the prophets.
神也借着先知们来说他的心意。
The Lord also speak His will through the Urim and the Thummim.
神也借着他的乌灵来说话。
In other words, if you want to know the will of the Lord at that time,
你在那个时候，你若是要知道神的心意
，they need to go to the high priest.
他们必须要到大祭司那里去。
And the high priest will ask the Lord.
大祭司就会来询问神。
And the Lord will through the Urim and Thummim will speak forth His desire and His will.
神就借着这个来对他们说话。
But now since Gideon make another golden ephod,
但是现在。基甸就建了另外一个金色的以弗德。
Then he split the people into two.
他就让民众分开。
Yeah, 分裂。
分裂。
Some went to the high priest for to know God's will. Some went to golden ephod.
有些人到大祭司那边去知道神的心意，有些人就到这金色的以弗德来寻心意。
And the Bible tells us after Gideon passed away.
圣经告诉我们说，基甸死后。
It's like open the gate for more idolatry.
好像就打开了一扇门，以色列人就有更多的拜偶像的事。
Brothers and sisters, the sin of idolatry is a very serious matter.
弟兄姐妹们，这个拜偶像的这个罪是一件非常重要的，
well,
非常严重的。
A lot of you might say, I don't have any you know image in our house.
也许很多人说我们在家里没有什么金色的像啊。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
，anything that you love more than you love God, that is an idol.
任何事物你爱这些事物比爱神更多，就是你们的就是你的偶像。
Maybe it's a person.
也许是一个人。
Maybe it's a thing.
也许是一件事。
Maybe it's your job or your profession.
也许是你的工作或者你的事业。
Anything that you put before God, that is an idol.
任何事物你把它放在神的面前，神的之前就是偶像。
Brothers and sisters, we got to be careful about that.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要注意。
That's what the Bible tells us in the New Testament.
因此在新约告诉我们说
that love not the world neither the things that are in the world
不要爱这世界和世界上的事
the world might become an idol to you
这世界能够成为我们的偶像
and when we love the world more than we love God
若是我们爱神爱这些事过于爱神的话
the result is the love of the Father is not in us
那结果就是父神爱父的心就不在你的里面
just imagine living as a children of God without the love of God
你就想一想，就是那些以色列人没有神的爱。
The love of God is like a protection.
这个神的爱好像一个保护。
You know, the children of Israel can exist as a nation even until this day.
以色列国能够一直存留到今天。
It is all because of the mercy and the love of God.
这都是因为父神的怜悯和恩典。
You know, sometimes we felt like, oh, the Lord, how could the Lord be so picky?
有时候我不会想说神为什么要那么挑小毛病。
Yeah, even in the matter of eating the dietary law, you cannot eat this, you cannot eat that.
就是像他们在他们的吃的世界上，他们不能够吃这个，不能吃那个。
But you know what? If we look through the medical point of view.
若是但是你们我们若是从医学的观点来看的话。
If we eat those which the Lord prohibit us to eat.
若是我们不吃那些神叫我们不要吃的东西
，then we are safe。
那我们就安全了。
If we just we if we no do against the commandment of the Lord，
若是我们不遵循神的诫命
，then all the sickness of the Egyptian come upon the children of Israel。
那所有埃及人的疾病就临到这以色列民。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to let the love of God continue to dwell in our hearts。
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天要让爱父的心继续在我们的里面。
You know, it is a kind of a protection.
这是一个保护，对我们是一个保护。
No, let me illustrate it in this way.
让我这样子来显。
The love of God also is expressed through our parents.
爱父神的心也是借着我们的父母亲表明出来。
You know, a lot of times we thank God for our parents.
许多时候我们为着我们的父母来感谢神。
Today we have a lot of high schooler here.
今天我们在座有许多的高中的学生。
We feel like, oh, we need to be independent.
我们觉得我们需要独立。
We live in the land of the free.
我们是活在一个自由的世界里
面。I have the right to make my own choice.
我有自己的权利
来做我的决定。Let me warn you, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹，让我来警告你。
The love of God is expressed through your parents.
神的爱是借着你的父母表
明出来。It is like a cordon of love, you know, trying to protect you.
神的爱好像一个爱的绳索来保护你。
One time my brother said, Brother Lawrence, you are a little bit too old-fashioned.
有一次有个弟兄对我说，Brother Lawrence, 你太古板了。
He said, you let them learn from their mistakes.
你应该让他们从他们的错误中来学习。
I was thinking, how could that be?
我想说怎么能够如此呢？
If you see your children going to danger,
若是你看见的儿女们向着危险的地方而去，
will you let them go?
你会让他们去吗？
Or will you prevent them?
还是你会拦阻他们？
Well, I tell you, if they fall into that hole,
我告诉你，若是他们掉到那个洞里去的话，
will they come out again?
他们能够从那洞里出来吗？
That is a big risk.
这是一个很大的危险。
That's why children, we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
所以儿女们，我们需要来遵从我们。
The Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，这是合孝敬父母是合理的。
And on the other hand, as parents, we need to take that responsibility and duty to guide our children.
那换一面，弟兄姐妹们，我们做父母的，我们也应该担起这个责任来。
One day we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
有一天我们都要在基督的审判台前站立。
How will we take account for what we did?
我们怎么样来面对我们所做的事呢？
Yes, on the one hand, it is God's mercy.
是的，一面是神的怜悯。
On the one hand, what will happen to our children is it's God's mercy and grace.
我们孩子能够变成如何是神的怜悯和恩典。
But God gave us this responsibility and duty.
但是神也给我们的这个责任。
To guide them in the ways of the Lord.
来照着神的道路来指引他们。
When the children of Israel start to love the world.
当以色列人开始爱这世界以后。
Then the love of the Father is not in them.
那爱父的心就不在他们的里面。
Then they lost protection.
那他们就失去了保护。
Then what they do things that is right in their own eyes.
让他们就在他们眼中看为对的事情而行。
What is right become wrong, what is wrong become right.
他们认为对的事就是对的。
Look at today's society.
你看今天的世界。
Didn't you see that the kind of thing that is happening around us?
你看见这些在我们周围所发生的这些事情。
We know a government official issued a subpoena. A government official issued a subpoena.
政府就发了一个命令。
They said all those who speak against homosexuality, they need to submit them to the government official to approve.
所有反对同性恋的人，他们都要把他们自己交在政府里面，让他们来批准。
In other words, whatever you want to say, you preach, you need to get the government's approval.
就是说你所要在讲台上所传讲的信息，都要经过政府的同意。
Because if not, they feel like it is discrimination against homosexuality.
那他若我们不这样，若不这样行的话，他就认为我们是歧视同性恋的人。
Before homosexuality is something shameful.
在过去，同性恋的事情是一件羞耻的事。
We even dare not talk about it.
我们根本不愿意来提这件事。
Sometimes if there is a thing that happened like that, we only whisper.
若是有这些这样子的事情发生的时候，我们都是小声的说。
Now we declare it.
现在我们乃是在宣告这件事。
And people say they are brave.
人说他们是非常有勇敢的。
I cannot really understand what the world is going right now.
我实在不能够了解明白这个世界所走的
趋向。But the thing is, they are doing things that is right in their own eyes.
但是他们所做的就是他们照着他们眼中所看为对的事而行。
The third one.
第三点。
Before we talk about what is true, what is right, now we talk about does it work?
过去我们所会说到什么是真实的，什么是对的，但是今天我们就说是什么是好的。
Well, we just get past the past election.
在过去的这个大选里面。
We see a lot of these politicians try to, you know, campaign.
我们看见这些政治家他们都在竞选。
And every politician will just cater to what the people want.
每一个政治家他们所做的都是迎合众人的心。
If they just go with what the Bible said, they will never get elected, I tell you.
若是他们是照着圣经所说的而行的话，他们永远不会被选上。
But the thing is, this is the people of the world today.
但是这个是今天的世界的人。
Today, as children of God, should we act like that?
今天我们是神的儿女们，我们是否也应当这样
子？ But if we love the world,Then we don't ask about is it right, it is true, we ask does it work?
若是我们爱这世界的话，我们就不是在问说这个是不是一个真理，是不是真实的，我们乃是说这是不是可行的。
A lot of servants of God are doing that.
许多神的仆人们也是如此行。
They feel that if we speak about God's righteousness, God's judgment, then all the audience will diminish.
因为他们说他们觉得他们若是说到神的公义神的审判就没有人要没有会众了。
Therefore they start to speak what is what pleasing to the ear of the people.
所以他们就开始说一些话是能够讨人的喜欢。
They talk about God's blessing.
他们说到神的祝福。
Oh, God will give you a job if you don't have a job.
若是你没有工作的话神会给你一个工作。
And people are so happy about that.
那神人都很喜欢听这样的话。
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't talk about this thing.
不是说我们不应该说这些话。
But we need to ask, is it true?
但是我们必须要问，这是不是真实的
？It is the truth that is revealed in the Bible.
是不是在圣经上所说的真理呢
？Do what we do are they right in the eyes of God?
我们今天所做的是否在神的眼中看为正事呢
？Number four.
第四点。
Before we talk about Revelation.
以前我们是说到启示。
Now we talk about feelings.
今天我们来说到感觉。
Before we talk about conviction.
我们过去是说到信念。
Now we talk about opinions.
那今天我们是说到意见。
Let me give an example. For example, sin.
让我给你们一个例子，譬如说罪恶。
Sin is the biggest big problem.
罪恶是一件很大的事。
You know, sin is thing to be avoided.
罪是要我们是要避免罪，远离罪。
God hates sin.
因为神恨罪。
Sin is the one that hinders us in our relationship with God.
罪恶就是拦阻我们来到与神有建立美好的
关系。But when we love the world again,
但是我们若是爱世界的话
，Sin is no longer a problem.
罪恶就不再是一个问题。
Feelings is the problem.
那感觉是一个问题。
Or I need to feel good.
我必须要有感觉得很好。
Oh, feeling sad, feeling disturbed is a problem.
我是否觉得很悲哀，这些都是一个问题。
So what should you do? Do things that is pleasing to your eyes. You're happy, then that's right.
那你应该怎样行呢？那就照着你的心意来行。你觉得你很高兴的事情，你就做吧。
Revelation is gone, feeling comes in.
启示就过去了。我们所注重的乃是感觉。
Conviction is gone, opinion comes in.
信仰过去了，我们所注重的乃是意见。
And the result is people become man-centered rather than God-centered.
这个结果就是人就变成以人为中心，而不是以神为中心。
Everything is the whole universe revolves around me.
这个整个宇宙是绕着我们自己而
转。As long as I'm pleased, as long as I'm happy, then that's the right thing to do.
只要我是高兴的，只要我是欢喜的就好了。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we call when we love the world.
这个就是因为我们是爱的世界。
When we worship idols.
当我们敬拜偶像。
That's the first reason.
这是第一个原因。
The second reason is they forgot what the Lord has done for them.
第二个就是他们忘记了耶和华神向他们所行的事。
Our brother already mentioned on the Lord's table. Why do we have Lord's table every week?
就像我们弟兄已经提到的，为什么我们每一周都要有饼杯的纪念主日聚会
？Brothers and sisters, coming to the table is not only a tradition.
弟兄姐妹们来到主的桌子面前，不是一个传统。
Brothers and sisters, coming to the Lord's table is a reminder.
来到主的桌子面前，乃是一个提醒。
The Lord tells us, "Do this in remembrance of me."
主告诉我们说，如此行，为的是纪念我。
To remember what?
纪念什么呢
？To remind us, remember that who we are and what position we are today.
那这乃是来提醒我们，叫我们来纪念我们是什么样的人，我们的地位在哪里
？We are only sinners saved by grace.
我们乃是蒙恩的罪人。
We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
我们乃是他的子民，是他草场上的羊。
He is over us. He is the sovereign Lord over all.
他乃是管理我们的神，他是有主权的神。
On the other hand, we also need to be reminded who God is and what He has done for us.
我们另外一边也被提醒到神的所事和他为我们所做的一切事。
He is the source of everything.
他乃是我们一切事物的源头。
Without Him, we are nothing.
没有了他，我们就一无所事。
Every day, you might work so hard.
每天你可以辛苦的工作。
You might do so much thing.
你可以做许多的事。
Yet in the eyes of God, it's nothing.
但是在神的眼中却是一无所有。
Today we are a group of people with a mission.
今天我们乃是有使命的人。
We are a group of people with a purpose.
我们有目的的人。
Yesterday we still need to eat and drink.
昨天我们仍然需要吃喝。
Yeah, yet our purpose is not this.
但是这不是我们的目的。
We are purposed to be the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们的目的乃是成为耶稣基督的见证。
And for that we need our Savior to lead us in this path.
为此，我们需要我们的救主来引导我们的这条路。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remember what God has done for us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要来记住神为我们所做的事。
When we come to the Lord's table, we need to give thanks to Him.
当我们来到饼杯的桌子面前，我们必须要把感谢来归给他。
For thanking Him is remembering Him what He has done for us and who He is.
来感谢他，来纪念他的所事及他为我们所做的一切事。
Now, chapter 8, verse 33 and 34 is a reminder and a warning.
第八章第33节、第34节是一个对我们是一个警告。
But is that all?
但是是不是就如此了呢?
That God revealed again to us in the preceding chapters.
神在下面的章节就告诉我们。
What kind of a person we need to be?
他就告诉我们说，我们应当怎样成为怎样的人。
Yes, we are warned.
是的，他来警告我们。
We are warned of the danger of sin of idolatry.
是他来提醒警告我们这个偶像的危险。
We are warned about the sin of being ungrateful.
他来提醒我们这个不感恩的危险。
But that's not the end.
但是这个不是一个结束。
We need to rise up to be a person God wants us to be.
我们必须要站起来成为神要我们所成为的人。
Today I want to share with two persons.
今天我要与你们交通到两个人。
One is Jephthah.
一个是耶弗他,
One is Samson.
一个是三孙,
let's go with Jephthah first.
让我们先来看耶弗他。
So Jephthah has a very interesting background.
耶弗他的背景是很有意思。
Firstly, he is the son of a harlot.
第一个他是妓女的儿子。
It's not so good.
这个不是太好。
That thing is not very, you know, I will tell you, it's not a thing that will pump you up.
因为这个并不会是让你能够很起劲的事。
If somebody said you are the son of a harlot, that's not good to hear.
若是有人说你是妓女的儿子, 这实在是不是太好听的话。
Yet, Jephthah is that kind of a person.
但是耶弗他就是那样子的人。
He is the son of a harlot.
他是妓女的儿子。
But the thing is, he is not shaken with his past.
但是他却不因着他的过去而受到摇动。
But not only that, his brethren, half-brethren kick him out.
不仅如此，他的兄弟也把他赶出去。
So you cannot be one of us.
他说你不能够，他们跟他说你不能与我们在一起。
You cannot inherit our father's inheritance.
你不可以在我们家父家承受产业。
You are the son of a strange woman.
因为你是妓女所生的。
It is adding insult to injury.
就是在他的受伤里面又在增加。
You already have been the son of a harlot. It's not your fault.
你已经成为妓女的儿子，这不是你的错。
No, since instead of being, you know, comforted, you are kicked out.
他没有被得着安慰，他反而被赶出去。
Number three.
第三点。
Vain men start to what? Come and join Jephthah.
那些匪徒就到他那里聚集。
In other words, he then had a very good influence.
那就是说他的影响，周围的影响不是很好。
But the thing is, Jephthah is not shaken by his past.
但是耶弗他却不因着他的这些过去，他受到任何的摇动。
He is not discouraged with his brethren being kicking him out.
虽然他的父家的兄弟们把他赶出去，但是他却不泄气。
Neither is he influenced by those people around him.
他也不受到他周围人的影响。
You know, a lot of times we felt like we are in this kind of situation because we blame these people, we blame that person.
许多时候我们说我们在这样的情形里面是因为这个人的错或者是那个人的过失。
Stop blaming other people.
弟兄姐妹们不要再说是别人的过失。
God called you, He had a purpose.
神呼召你是有一个目的。
We need to have a character to stand up in the midst of all difficulty.
我们必须要有一个性格，在一切的困难之中站立起来。
You know, if Jephthah would have blamed all these circumstances.
若是耶弗他他来来把这错怪这些事的话
，then he can be an evil person and no one will blame him about it.
对，但是他那么他就可以成为一个恶人，也没有人会说他的。
But the thing is, he said, "No, I will not be that kind of person."
但是他说，不，我不要做那样子的人。
You know, I remember a basketball player in the New York Knicks.
我记得在纽约的篮球队里面有一个球员。
His name is Amare Stoudemire.
他是叫 Amare Stoudemire.
Yes, this person, his parents are in jail.
他的父母亲都在监狱里面。
His siblings, his older brother are also in jail.
他的兄弟监狱里面。
He can have all the reason to be in jail also.
他有所有的理由可以成为也是在监狱里面。
But he said, no, I will not be that person.
但是他说不，我不愿意做那样子的人。
And today he become a very successful basketball player.
但今天他就成为一个非常非常有名的篮球
员。We had a lot of young people here.
我们中间有许多的年轻人。
Stop blaming your past.
不要再错怪你的过去。
Stop saying that, oh, I'm not welcome.
不要说我不受欢迎。
You know, today you are not welcome, but God welcome me, amen.
今天若是你不受欢迎的话，但是神欢迎你。
You know, let me tell you, a lot of people that discourage us are those people who's nearest us.
那些使我们泄气的乃是在我们周围的人。
One time there is a pastor, his name is Adrian Rogers.
有一个传道人他叫 Adrian Rogers.
You know, he loved the Lord very much at his young age.
你知道他在年轻的时候他实在是非常的爱主。
He felt that he is a calling to become a preacher.
他也觉得有这样的呼召要成为一个传道人。
So he told his father, this is my desire.
他就告诉他的父亲说这个是我的一个心意。
And his father asked his closest friend to give advice.
那他的父亲就问了他最好的一个朋友。
And this good friend of his said, it will never work.
那他这个最好的朋友就说这一定不会成功的。
Thank God, our Adrian Rogers did not go with this kind of opinions.
但是感谢主Adrian Rogers 没有跟照着这样子的意见而走。
Rather, he go with the calling of God that is in him.
那他乃是顺着那神在他里面的呼召而行。
He is not discouraged.
他并没有泄气。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rather, he start to influence people.
然后他就开始来影响
别人。Today he might be in glory. He's already in glory.
今天他已经在神的荣耀里。
But the words of him start to speak on.
但是他所说过的话仍然继续在说话。
His words continue to influence people.
他所说的话继续在影响人。
You know, I remember I had a very good mentor.
我记得我有一个很好的老师。
This mentor is a brother of my, is a brother.
我这个老师这个老师就是一个弟兄。
This brother loved the Lord so much.
这位弟兄实在是非常的爱主。
And a lot of people just want is influenced by him.
许多人都愿意受到他的影响。
He go from place to place preaching the gospel.
他从一处到一处来传讲福音。
You know, from the Metro Manila area even to the south of the Philippines.
他从他们城市里面一直到菲律宾的南边传福音。
So a lot of people knows about this brother.
许多的人都认识这位弟兄。
One day he came back from his gospel trip.
有一次他就从他的传福音的旅行回来以后。
And his plane crashed.
他的飞机失事。
And every person in the plane died.
所有在飞机上的人都死去了。
To such an extent, they are burned with, you cannot even recognize the person.
他们被烧到你都没有办法来确认那些人。
The only thing that caused him to recognize this person is the dental record.
只能够照着他们的牙齿的记录来
You know, the whole church mourned for the death of this brother.
所整个教会为着这个弟兄而哀哭。
They feel like if he could live,He would have done more than this.
他们众人都认为说，若是他能够继续活下去的话，他能够为神做更多的事。
And I'm one of them.
我也是其中一个人。
But you know what God meant when people meant for evil, God meant it for good.
但是在人看来是灾祸，但是神却是祝福。
You know, after he passed away,
在他过去以后
those young people influenced by him all raise up.
所有被他影响过的年轻人都起来。
It is like a seed that falls into the ground and died.
就好像一粒种子落在地里死了。
When it died, it bore much fruit.
当他死了以后，结出许多的子粒。
That generation stood up.
那一代的人就起来。
Continue on the testimony of the Lord.
就继续为着耶稣基督的见证。
Today week, I can still be here.
今天我能够仍然在这里。
Because I'm influenced by thy brother.
因为我是受到那个弟兄的影响。
Today, brothers and sisters, especially the young ones.
弟兄姐妹们，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Don't be influenced by people, influence them.
不要被人影响，乃是去影响人。
Don't be discouraged, be encouraged.
不要泄气，能够做一个鼓励人的。
For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
因为那在我们里面的是比在这世界上的更大。
We should be that group of people that turn the age around.
我们必须要成为那转移时代的人。
We should be that group of people that save the whole generation.
我们必须要成为那些拯救这时代的人。
Is this also not the story of Joseph?
这是不是就是约瑟的故事呢？
He has also been, you know, live in a family that always murmurs.
他生长在一个家庭里面，总是有许多的抱怨。
There is always fighting amongst the brothers.
在他们的兄弟之间总是有许多的争吵。
There is always jealousy among the brothers.
在他们的兄弟之间有许多的嫉妒。
And the person they got jealous most is Joseph.
他们最嫉妒的人就是约瑟。
And he was thrust out, even almost killed without God's intervention.
他若是神没有拦阻的话，他几乎要被打死。
He was sold into Egypt.
他被卖。
That kind of influence is not good.
在那边的影响并不好。
He is a slave in the house of Potiphar.
他在波提法的家里面当奴仆。
And every day the wife of Potiphar continued to seduce him.
每一天波提法的妻子都来引诱他。
Just imagine what kind of a life is that.
你就想一想这样的生活是怎样的生活。
But for the truth, for righteousness, he stood up.
但是为着真理，为着神的公义，他站立。
And for that, he was thrown into prison again.
但是就是因为这个，他被丢到下到监里去。
You know, many times we talk about prison, we talk about stainless steel, you know, doors, and everything is air conditioned. It's not that kind of a thing when he's in prison.
当我们想到监狱的时候，就是好像都是那不锈钢的门啊，还有冷气在里面。但是其实约瑟的监狱不是如此。
You know, free food for three meals.
然后在那边还有三餐
的饮食，
还有地方你可以健身。
Joseph is thrown into the dungeon, brothers and sisters.
约瑟乃是被下到地窖里。
Not only a day, not only a week, but years in the dungeon.
并不是就一天或者一周，乃是几年。
But thank God, Joseph is not shaken.
但是约瑟却没有受到
被摇动。He stood up to be the person what God wants him to be.
他站立起来，成为神要他成为的人。
Therefore, when his brethren came over to Egypt to buy food,
所以后来他的弟兄们到埃及去买食物的时候
，when they found out that Joseph is the prime minister,
当他们发现约瑟是是宰相的时候
，they start to blame one another.
那他们就开始埋怨对方。
But what did Joseph say?
但是约瑟跟他们说什么呢？
What you meant for evil, God meant it for good.
他说你们是要你们是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
The Lord brought me here before you to save lives.
神把我带到这里来是要保全许多人的
性命。Joseph saved the whole nation of Egypt.
约瑟拯救了整个埃及国的人。
The Lord saved through Joseph. The Lord saved surrounding nation.
经过了约瑟，神还拯救了周围的人。
The Lord also saved Israel.
神也拯救了以色列。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
He is a person that turned the age around.
他就是一个转移时代的人。
He is the person who saved the whole generation.
他是一个拯救了那个时代的人。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling you right now.
弟兄姐妹们，神现在在呼召你。
Do you want to be that kind of a person?
你愿不愿意成为那样子的人？
Well, you need to have that kind of a character.
你必须要有这样的性格。
Well, you said, well, I'm weak.
但是你说我很弱，我很软弱。
I don't have that kind of a character to stood up in the midst of difficulty.
我没有这个性格能够在一个困难的环境里面站立起来。
But let me tell you.
但是让我来告诉你。
God demands, He supplies.
当神有要求，他就会供应。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who can go against God?
谁能够与神抵挡呢？
If God is for us, who can go against us?
若是神是为着我们，谁能够抵挡呢？
He had a character that defies all odds.
他是这个有性格的神，能够胜过一切的软弱。
This is Jephthah.
这是耶弗他。
Number two, he had a confidence in the midst of all great danger.
第二个，他在一切的危难中，他有信心。
When the children of Israel told Jephthah to be their leader.
当以色列人请耶弗他成为他们的领导人。
He present all these words before the Lord in Mizpah.
他在米斯巴就把这一切的话都告诉了耶和华。
In other words, his confidence is not in his ability. His confidence is not on the people around him that support him. His confidence is in the Lord, who is the captain of his salvation.
因此，他的信心不是在那些人的身上，他的信心不是他的环境上，他的信心乃是在这位是他成为他救恩元帅的耶和华神身上。
When danger arose,
当危险来的时候
，prayer is his first resort.
祷告是我们第一个方法。
A lot of times when we encounter danger or difficulty,
许多时候当我们遇到难处的时候
，we try to dig into our bags of experience.
我们先在我们的我们的经验的袋子里面来找答
案。We feel like this is my experience before, then this is how I will do it.
我们就想说过去我有这样的经历，今天就我也应当如此。
If I cannot find any solution, then I go to my parents. I go to my close friends.
若是我找不到答案，我就到我的父母面前，或者到我最好的朋友面前。
When our back is against the Lord, then we go to the Lord.
当这些一切都不行、都不能的时候，我们就到神耶和华面前。
Brothers and sisters, we need to turn the whole thing around.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须把这一切次序都颠倒过来。
When we encounter difficulty, prayer is our first resort.
当我们遇到难处的时候，我们第一件事情就是祷告。
Lord, what should I do?
主啊，我应当如何行？
You are my shepherd.
你是我的牧人。
You are my redeemer.
你是我的拯救者。
You are the one who lead me from victory to victory.
你是那位带领我从得胜到得胜的。
Today I encounter this difficulty. Lead me again to victory.
今天我又遇到这个难处，领我进到得胜里面。
Lead me, give me that proper solution.
给我一个合适的答案。
Thank God, Jephthah is that kind of a person.
感谢神，耶弗他就是那样子的人。
He had that character.
他有那样子的信心。
He had that confidence.
他有这样子的信心。
Number three, he had that commitment.
第三个，他也有这样子的信念。
The commitment in the midst of disappointment.
在一切的泄气中，他有这样的信念。
We know Jephthah vowed unto the Lord or promised the Lord.
我们知道耶弗他就向耶和华神许愿。
That if he gave him victory over the children of Ammon.
若是他能够在亚门人面前得胜的话。
The first thing that came out of the door, was.Give it as a burnt offering unto the Lord, or he will make him that person fully for the Lord.
若是第一什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，就必归给耶和华，或者是就必献上为祭归给他。
This is a commitment.
这是一个信念。
This is a promise.
这是一个
But the thing is, that first person that came out of the door is her daughter.
但是第一个从他家里门出来的是他的女儿。
That's why he's so disappointed.
因此他是非常的泄气。
This is the only child.
是他唯一的女儿。
He said, why are you the first person to come out?
你为什么是第一个人出来呢？
You know, if it's the servant, that will do.
若是奴仆的话，那也没问题。
But my only child.
但是我唯一的女儿。
It is a disappointment.
这对他是何等的泄气。
But thank God he kept his promise.
但是感谢主，他仍然守愿。
He said that I will not go back on my word.
他说我不能够挽回。
To Jephthah it is a disappointment.
在对耶弗他是一个失望。
To Jephthah it is a loss.
对耶弗他是一个损失。
But when we look at the word of God.
但是当我们看神的话的时候
，It is not a loss, it is a gain.
这不是一个损失，这乃是一个得着。
Why? Because her daughter said, "My father, do what God wants you to do."
为什么呢？因为她女儿说，父啊，照着你向耶和华所说的向我行。
His father is faithful. His daughter also is faithful.
他的父是守信的。他的女儿也是。
Do you see that kind of an influence?
你看见那样的影响吗？
Don't say let you know. Don't we parents we shouldn't say oh let our children choose their way. No, no, no.
我们做父母亲的，我们不能说就让我们的儿女们选择他们自己的位和自己的道路。
We need to influence them.
我们必须要影响他们。
You are.Faithful, your children will be faithful.
你是向神是守信有信实的，你的儿女们也会向神是忠
心的。And it doesn't end here.
但是不停留在这里。
The last portion of the verse says, and all the virgins in Israel remember the daughter of Jephthah 4 days in a year.
在这一章最后一节就说到以色列每一年以色列的女子就为耶弗他的女儿哀哭四天。
In other words.The daughter of Jephthah became a role model to all the virgins in Israel.
就是耶弗他的女儿就成为以色列人所有女子的一个 榜样。
You want to be faithful? Look at the daughter of Jephthah.
你要忠心吗？你就看耶弗他的女儿。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
This person is a person who has character.
这个人是有性格的。
He has character in the midst of all difficulty.
在一切的困难之中。
He has confidence in the Lord in the midst of all danger.
在一切的危难之中，他向着耶和华神，是有信心的。
We see his commitment in the midst of disappointment.
我们也看到他在一切的在失望之中，他仍然是有盼望。
May this person be a role model to us also.
愿意这个人也成为我们的榜样。
Let me finish quickly concerning Samson.
让我赶快再来说到
Samson. Samson is also a person chosen by God.
参孙也是被神所拣选的人。
But he is the opposite of Jephthah.
但是他与耶弗他是完全是相反的。
Jephthah has a bad past.
耶弗他有一个不好的过去。
Son of a harlot.
他是一个妓女所生的儿子。
But Samson is a son of a godly parents.
但是参孙却是敬畏神的人所生的儿子。
And he was even a Nazarite before even was born.
他在出母胎之前就已经是成为拿细尔人。
Jephthah is rejected by his brethren.
耶弗他是被他的兄弟们所拒绝。
Samson is welcomed by his brethren even as a hero.
参孙却是被他的兄弟们所欢迎的，而且是他们的领袖。
Jephthah is living in the midst of bad environment.
耶弗他是住在一个不好的环境里
面。But Samson is living in the midst of God's people.
参孙却是住在神的子民的里面。
The only common thing is that they are all called by the Lord to deliver the children of Israel out of their enemies.
他们所有共同一点就是他们都是被神所呼召要来拯救以色列人脱离他们的敌人。
And let me add one thing. The name Samson means sunshine.
让我再加一点，三孙的意思就是阳光。
He need to be the light among in the midst of darkness.
他要在那个黑暗之中成为那盏的光。
But the problem is his life is a life of contradiction.
但是他的生活却是一个完全是相反的。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他是被圣灵所充满的。
But he gave appetite to his flesh.
但是他却是把他的胃口让给他的肉体。
He is called to fight the Lord's battle.
他是被呼召要来为神征战的。
Yet he had fellowship with God's enemy.
但是他却是与神的仇敌是有交通的。
He do battle for the Lord on the day and break God's commandment at night.
他早上来行神的诫命，晚上他却
Amen.
Break. Yeah. 晚上却却不遵守神的诫命。
Yeah. He roared like a lion before men. He cried before women.
他白天在人的面前吼叫像狮子，晚上却是在妇人面前哀哭。
He started in the light, he ended up in darkness.
他从在光明之中开始，但是他却在黑暗之中结束。
Oh my Lord, how could this thing happen?
我的主啊，这些事情怎么可能会发生呢？
Well, let me tell you one thing.
但是让我来告诉你一件事。
It's because there are a lot of things in our life that we need to check.
但是在我们的生活中有许多的事情是我们必须要注意的。
It might be small.
也许是非常小的事。
But it has a lot to do with our future.
但是对我们的将来却是有很大的影
响。Samson is a person who dishonored his parents.
三孙乃是不尊敬他的父母。
The Bible tells us, honor your parents in the Lord, that you might live long in the earth.
圣经上告诉我们在孝敬父母在世。
Samson disobeyed his parents.
三孙不遵守他父母。
When his parents said, "Don't marry that, you know, that Gentile woman," he said, "Give it to me, for it pleases me."
因他的父母叫他不要与那个外邦女子结婚，但是他却说，求你把那女子给我，因为我喜悦她。
That's why Samson died young.
所以三孙在很年轻的时候。
Number two, he did not keep his promise as a Nazarite.
第二个是他没有。遵守他拿细尔人的约。
The first thing he do, he went into the vineyard.
第一件事他所做，他就是到葡萄园去。
You know, what is your business as a Nazarite being in the vineyard?
一个拿细尔人，他在葡萄园里是没有什么可做的。
The only logical reason is eating the fruit of the vine or eat drinking the wine of the vine.
第一所去葡萄园就是吃葡萄或者是吃喝那个葡萄酒。
Well, you said, Brother Lawrence, you're making very small things too big.
那你说。Brother Lawrence, 你把这些那么小的事情弄得太大了。
But let me tell you, sin comes in little and ends up big.
让我告诉你，罪恶都是从很小的事情上开始，然后 结果就变成很大。
Satan won't come in tell you to do something, you know, sinful thing so big that, you know, you will do it. No, it will not. Just a little bit.
仇敌不会让你来做，来犯一个很大的罪，是你不会要做的。他都是让你来做非常小的事。
Samson break his promise as a Nazarite.
三孙他就没有遵守他拿西尔人的约。
And he distorted his purpose.
而且他他也扭曲了他的目的。
God's purpose on him is to deliver the children of Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
神的目的是要他来拯救以色列人脱离非利士人。
Yet he opened up a banquet.
但是他却在里面摆设宴席。
According to the biblical scholar, it is not really a banquet; it's a wine banquet.
历史学家告诉我们说，不仅是一个宴席，乃是一个喝酒的喝酒的宴席。
You see, starting with a little thing in the vineyard.
你看，就是在葡萄园里面所开始的一件小事。
Now they're drinking wine, drunk.
然后在这边，他们就在那边喝酒醉酒。
He did not fulfill God's purpose on him.
他没有成全神要他所做的他的心意。
He fellowship with God's enemies.
他与神的仆人。神的仇敌有交通。
Number four, he defiled his purity.
第四个，他玷污了他的纯洁。
Not only you marry a Gentile woman.
他不仅与外邦女子结婚。
And he right now he had a relationship with a harlot, unnamed harlot, and the second one named Delilah.
他甚至与两个妓女有关系。
Brothers and sisters,
第一个是没有名字，第二个是大力拉。
Brothers and sisters, we are a vessel unto the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们乃是一个归给神的器皿。
We need to be sanctified, set aside, not only from things that is common, even from sinful things.
我们必须要分别为圣，归给神，并不是俗，不仅是俗的神。
Yet Samson defiled his purity.
但是三孙就是玷污了他的纯洁。
The result is he diluted his power.
这个结果。就是他的力量减少了。
His power just diminished.
他的力量就失去了。
And he's still playing.
但是他仍然在那边玩耍。
God gave him this power for deliverance against the Philistines.
神给他们这个力量，乃是要他们能让他来拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
Yet because he gave a lot of appetite to his flesh, then the spirit of the Lord left him.
但是因着他的胃口是向着他肉体敞开的 因此耶和华的灵就离开了他。
Then he is a disgrace to his profession.
那他就让他在那边成为一个羞辱。
Today we are servants of the Lord.
今天我们是神的儿女们。
We are holding a position much higher than any other person.
我们是神的仆人们，我们的地位是高过任何人。
Today we are the carrier of the light.
我们是带光的人。
We are here for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们在这边是为着耶稣基督的见证。
But because he gave him to the flesh.
但是因着他把他自己卖给肉体。
Then we disgrace our profession.
但是他就羞辱了他的工作。
Today we need to ask ourselves.
因此今天我们必须要问我们自己。
Am I a person who bring glory to God's name or disgrace his purpose on us?
今天我们到底是把荣耀带归给神呢，还是来羞辱神的？
When he disgraced his profession,
当他羞辱了他的职分，
he diminished his capabilities.
他也把他的力量减少。
God has called him to deliver all the Philistines, all the children of Israel out of the hands of the Philistines.
他的潜力也减少了，因为神呼召他们要除去所有的非利士人。
Yes, Samson repented at the end of his life.
虽然三孙在最后他的最后他反悔。
Yes, he had killed a lot of people.
他是杀死了许多的非利士人。
Yet, he did it only in revenge of his two eyes.
但是他只是为了要来报仇他的他的双眼。
Let's be fair enough. He can only do only a part of what God has entrusted to him.
他只是成就了神所要他做，成就了神所要他做的事里面的一部分而已。
Brothers and sisters, before us is two persons.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们面前有两个人。
One is Jephthah with a bad past.
一个是耶弗他，有一个不好的背景。
We have Samson with a great beginning.
有一个三孙，他有一个非常好的开始。
Today the ball is on our court.
今天这个球是在我们的场上。
What kind of person do you want to be?
那你想要成为哪一个人
？Do you want to answer God's call and be Jephthah?
你愿意来回答回应神的呼召，成为耶弗他
？Or you want to be Samson who belittle his purpose, God's purpose on him?
还是你愿意像三孙看清神他神的呼召
？Let me end this message with a little story.
让我在信息结束的时候告诉你们一个故事。
There's a person named Stephen Alford.
有一个人，他的名字叫做 Stephen Alford.
He's one of the great preachers in the 20th century.
他是在二十世纪里面
很有名的一个
传道人。
When he was young, he has a gift. He was very good with machines.
在他年幼的时候，他有一个他对机械非常的有兴趣。
He can race a bike.And take it apart and put it back again.
他可以把一个脚踏车拆开来，然后再再装起来。
And his desire is to be a great engineer.
他的心愿就是成为一个伟大的工程师。
And to earn a lot of money.
赚很多的钱。
But you listen to this. All the money he has earned, he will give it to the mission and anything that is related to it.
他愿意把他所赚的钱都捐给宣教的工作。
Do you think it's good, Solomon?
你觉得所罗门
pretty good, right? Pretty good. For me, it's pretty good.
这是蛮不错的。
But the thing is, God's purpose is not that.
但是神的心意却不仅如此。
God wants him to come out full time to serve him.
神愿意他出来完全的来服侍神。
One day he becomes so sick.
有一天他病得很严重。
He almost died.
他几乎要死。
But he received a letter from his father, which is a preacher, a missionary in Africa.
他就收到他在非洲。做宣教士的父亲的一封信。
His father said one thing.
他的父亲对他说一句话。
Said one life shall soon be passed.
他说仅此一生很快就会过去。
Only those things that are done in Christ shall last.
只有为基督的工作才得长存。
One life shall soon be passed.
仅此一生很快就逝去。
Only what is done for Christ will last.
只有为基督工作才得长存。
That word struck our brother.
那句话就打动了我们
弟兄的心。He repented of his aspiration.
他在神的面前悔改。
He prayed to the Lord, I give myself to you.
他祷告跟把自己交给神。
Lord, anywhere, anytime, at any cost.
他就跟神说，任何的地方，任何的时间，任何的代价。
Anywhere, anytime, at any cost.
他就告诉神说是任何的地方，任何的时间，任何的代价。
We're almost at the end of the year.
我们就快要到一个年的结束。
It seems like if our past had been wasted.
也许我们过去的年岁都好像
浪费了。But our God is a God of second chance.
但是我们的神总是给我们第二个机会。
He's calling us today.
他今天再来呼召我们。
To be that person He wants us to be.
愿意成为一个他所呼召我们要成为的人。
What is our response, brothers and sisters?
今天我们的回应是什么呢
？Do you say, Lord, anytime, anywhere, at any cost?
你是不是对神说任何的时间任何的地方任何的代价
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿意神来怜悯我们
That through us his purpose will be fulfilled.
愿意借着我们他的旨意能够得到成就
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告
Lord we thank you for your speaking.
主我们感谢你向我们说话
A lot of times we wasted our days.
许多时候我们荒废了我们的时间
Doing things that is right in our own eyes.
在我们只是行在我们眼中看为正的事
Lord, this morning we repent before you.
主今天早上我们在你面前悔改
We want to be Jephthah.
我们愿意成为耶弗他
A man of character.
一个有个性的人
A man of confidence in you.
有一个有在你信心在于你的人
And be a man of commitment.
愿意委身于你的人
That your purpose will be fulfilled in us.
愿意你的完全的旨意能够得到成就
Lord, listen to our prayer.
主求你听我们的祷告
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名 Amen.